because after writing Individualism, obviously one's mind doesn't stop working, and I realized that I'd got one or two things very seriously wrong. The main thing I'd got wrong, or at least not wrong, I'd really left it out. I just took the story back to about 1200. I said the English have been very different from the French and others to 1200. And I also assumed that this was because of the Germanic. There's a famous phrase in Montesquieu that the English culture was born in the German woods, and I quote this. So a lot of people took this up. So basically, it all comes from ancient Germanic woods up to the present British Empire. In fact, later, as I read further, and particularly when I read Montesquieu and de Tocqueville properly, and in my later book, The Riddle of the Modern World and The Making of the Modern World on Maitland, I finish off the story, and the story taken on from Individualism is very simple, which is that all of Europe was very like England, or England was very like all of Europe, until about the 10th, 11th centuries. And this is the great divergence. The divergence occurred in the 11th, 12th centuries, when England as an island under the Normans and then the Angevins developed in a certain direction, and continental Europe, with a new reintroduced legal system, Roman law, with a new political system of powerful kings, it developed in another. So it was a matter of being united in northwestern Europe and then diverging from the 11th, 12th century onwards. This isn't what I said in Individualism, but it improves the account and makes it more coherent and solves the problem of the origins of the modern world.